Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Women Living Consciously Telesummit. I am Sue Erta, one of the co-founders of Powerful You Women's Network and Powerful You Publishing. We're so grateful to be bringing you these amazing women during this telesummit to speak about themselves and the things that they have learned in their lives, the wisdom and insights that they possess, and they're sharing them with you so that you may have a more pleasant, more easy, fulfilling life journey. And today, I'm very happy to be talking with Miriam Beloff, one of the co-authors of this amazing anthology book. And her topic is really terrific. It's Relax and Live Consciously, The Importance of Self-Care for Women. And I love this topic, and I know she's going to be sharing some great things with us. So I'm going to read a brief introduction of Miriam, and then we'll get started in speaking with her. For over 35 years, Miriam Beloff has been involved in mind-body-spirit work, creating programs for countless individuals and institutions, including the Metropolitan Museum of Art and the United Nations. With a Master of Arts from Brown University, Miriam teaches via all media, corporately and civically. Compelled by her passion, Miriam has made several global excursions and then founded the Wellness Agenda. She is a certified Reiki Master teacher and a public speaker who often leads meditations. Miriam hosted her own radio talk show and created the DVD, Relax, Feel Great, Stay Young, to help and inspire other women. In addition, Miriam has focused on women's issues on TV, including CBS, NBC, and the Lifetime Channel. She has also spoken to members of the U.S. Department of Labor Women's Bureau, consulted for the Estee Lauder Corporation, and was the wellness expert for Origins One. Miriam is an amazing woman, and I am so grateful to be talking with her today. Hello, Miriam. How are you?
Hi, Sue. I'm well, and thank you so much.
Well, I'm thrilled to be talking with you, as I said, and I really am, because you really have lots of extensive professional exposure, and you've worked with countless numbers of women over so many years. So in all of this, Miriam, what would you say is the one main concern that we have as women?
Well, thank you, Sue. I think that's an excellent question, and I know that what we all want, really, is to know how to be well, to cope easily, and to live consciously. Those things really are what we want to know, and the one thing that is the key to knowing all of those is to know how to relax. Relaxation is really the core. Coping with change is a constant reality that we all share. We see this in all aspects of our lives. Dr. Andrew Weil is the pioneering holistic MD with whom I met and collaborated when he was doing his launch for Origins. And he says that by changing our reactions to stress, we can protect our mind and body. And I'd like to add that we can also protect our spirit. We really need to learn new ways and techniques of coping and stress relaxation so that the long-term effects of stress are dissipated. It's really important for us. Also, cortisol, which is that stress hormone we all hear about, will be produced less by the body when we're more relaxed. Therefore, we'll be feeling better, be able to cope more positively, and live consciously. Now, Sue, so I'd like to share four stressors that all of us have living in the 21st century. They're personal, professional, technological, and environmental. You know, Sue, that even if we're single or we're in a family or a relationship, the dynamics are ever-present. We may have an ideal version and vision of what we'd like to have happen in those relationships, but our everyday challenges may be quite different. And the same is really true for our professional lives. We can be starting a practice or a business or working in the corporate sector, but those everyday challenges still affect us. Being able to balance both personal and professional aspects of our lives can be very demanding. And as we know, our society is on fast forward due to all the advances in the technological field. The constant impact of information via a multitude of media is nonstop. The fact that we are always on, available 24/7, is really very distracting. Now, of course, it's exciting to be constantly in touch with people anywhere, anytime on the planet, but it can all be overwhelming. Also, having a constant stream of news at our fingertips can be just too much for us, especially when so much of the news, or what's called news these days, is negative or even violent. I really like to suggest taking a rest from it, and at the very least, turning all media off at least 1 hour before retiring for sleep. That's so important. Now, on top of those other three stressors, we now have environmental stress, and actually I've been talking about this for quite a while. Now, climate change is quite obvious for all of us. We are experiencing weather that is unpredictable and often extreme. Patterns are shifting, temperatures are rising in some areas and dropping in others. Needless to say, it is forcing us to be aware and vigilant. It's as if Mother Nature is calling for our attention and asking us to really pay more attention to her. But as we know, all these stressors are pressing in on us, and we need to take control. We each need to learn how to relax and to practice techniques. By making the time to relax in a deep and meaningful way, we are then able to live a life that's empowered and conscious.
I love that, Miriam. You know, that's so true. All of those things you said, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, I even feel my heart beating as you talk about the technology and all of the information overload and the news. I personally don't even watch the news. I get some news from The View, and I have told my family and friends, hey, if there's something important, please let me know because I don't watch this stuff, you know.
That's really good, Sue. So that's great. That's a great role model for people. I agree. I think we really have to be very selective what we allow to come into our immediate environment.
Absolutely. And that's such a great insight. Now, can you share more with us, Miriam, about the connection between relaxation and living consciously?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, women are really open to self-care, and I love to say that's great, that when I'm working with women, I find that we're just so receptive and aware and accepting of our need to grow and change. And we realize this for ourselves. And often we hear about self-care being, you know, working out, eating well, bringing beauty into our lives, walking in nature, bringing nature into our lives via flowers and plants. And that's absolutely great and valid. I would like to just, you know, raise that one more bit and say that the ultimate self-care is, again, really knowing how to relax, to really take the time to sink into it, to watch your thoughts and feelings, and to learn how to control them and even create positive ones. This is really the ultimate self-care. And, you know, there's nothing selfish about this. This kind of relaxation and self-care really allows you to respond in your best way, nurtured and nourished. Then the good hormones of serotonin and melatonin will be produced by your body. You will feel better and be better. By learning relaxation techniques, we can create an awareness that allows us to cope easily, to make our best choices, do our best work, and experience our best emotions. In other words, to live consciously. And we really need to give ourselves this opportunity each and every day. We need to make the space and the time for some quietude and reflection. I know that's hard, but we really have to try to do that. We need to be in our own silence and be able to hear our own aspirations. Knowing them and finally hearing them, then we can live by them. By standing in our own power, we can then create the life we choose to live. As you mentioned, I'm also a Reiki master teacher and an energy healer. And now I'd like to share with your listeners an interesting perspective about energy and your own unique power. Now, there are seven main energy centers in the body. In Sanskrit, these are called chakras, which mean spinning wheels of energy. Having lived in India, I'm quite familiar with this. But this whole concept is becoming very popular and accepted here in the West and used, really, in lots of complementary medicine also. Now, there is a particular color and musical note that corresponds to each vibrating center. These centers, though, are in the middle of the body, in the subtle body, not in the actual physical body. But using this energy center, these energy system, excuse me, can give you tremendous insight about yourself, your own self-care, relaxation, and living consciously. Now, the total sum of this whole system is called your aura. And, of course, we've heard about that a lot. It's the general electromagnetic energy field that surrounds you. And this total energy field shows how closely your body, mind, and spirit are entwined. What I'd like to do now is just go very quickly through each center to give your listeners a general outline of this very insightful power system. Now, the first center is located at the base of the spine, and its color is red. Its energy relates to grounding in the physical, material world. You know, it's that vital life force of fight or flight, our survival needs. The glands that are connected to the center are the adrenals and the kidneys, and the musical note is C. As you will hear, each center has glands that it relates to, the color, and also a musical note. So please be aware, and if you want to, I'll speak slowly so you can even take notes during this part. The second is the sexual area. Its color is orange. Now here is the world of personal relationships and creativity. Both sexual and artistic are energized by this. Here is the urogenital and reproductive systems, and the tone is D. The third center is around the belly button and solar plexus. Its color is yellow, and here is the vital feelings of personal power, self-esteem, and emotions. I find this center very, very important for many women. We often have a compressed or deflated energy center here, and we really need to work around it, especially for these feelings of personal power and self-esteem. That color yellow is just wonderful to use. Now here we have the stomach, the spleen, liver, gallbladder, pancreas. They all reside in the area, and the keynote is E. Now, the fourth center is very, very dear to me. It's at the heart, giving out a green color. It bridges the three lower physical centers and the three higher mental spiritual ones, with the spirit and the psychic being resting behind the actual organ of the heart. The thymus gland, which helps us with our own immune system, is connected to this special center, and the musical note is F. It's always very good to put your hand over your heart, over this very sacred center, imagining green pulsating even throughout your whole body, giving yourself this love and strength. At the throat emanates blue, which is the fifth chakra. Obviously, it's the expression center, helping you to externalize your feelings and thoughts. It also holds your judgments and allows you to communicate. Here is the thyroid gland, giving you timing, governing your metabolism. And here the note is G. Now, the sixth center is behind the eyebrows at the third eye and is purple. Lots of us know about this one. You know, the center deals here with mental formation, will, vision, the inner vision of clairvoyance, foresight, illumination, imagination. they all reside here. The pineal gland helps to regulate light and the body, and the keynote is A. Now we approach the top. Crowning the top of the head at the seventh chakra is white. Here you merge with your higher self, integrating with the divine, and enlightenment occurs. Here is the master gland, or the pituitary, associated here, and the musical note is B. If you'll notice, these colors are really the colors of the rainbow. You are a walking rainbow. How very beautiful that we've been created like this to resonate to all other frequencies in nature.
I also hope
that this overview of your energy centers will help you in your own self-care, relaxation, and living consciously.
Sure. You know, this is great, Miriam, because I know that I think many of us have heard of these energy centers, and we kind of think about it. But now, as you're saying this, and it kind of relates to all of our lives, we can think about, well, what's maybe an issue for us or something that's going on in our lives, and we can relate back to that and think about those colors that can help us to heal in those areas as well. So it's so relevant to so many of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, Sue.
Now, Miriam, can you give us some tips so that we can physically relax? And this is the physical part of it, not necessarily the emotional part, the physical part.
Right. Well, actually, and let me just get right to it, the simple and most basic technique you can learn to help relax yourself is to breathe correctly. You know, when you do this, you break through old patterns, body posture, and ways of acting into new and constructive one. And I love to call this, I've called it breakthrough breathing. And I'd like to just have us get right to it. So let's just do some. I hope your listeners are sitting comfortably. And I'd like you first to breathe out your tension, either through your mouth or your nostrils. But now, breathing in through your nostrils, breathe in gently. Have the breath go down to behind the belly button. Now allow your diaphragm to expand to hold the breath. Then pull in your muscles towards your spine to push out the air. Let's do it again. You breathe out, now breathe in again. Breathe in gently through your nostrils. Have the breath go down to behind your belly button. Allow your diaphragm to expand to hold the breath. Then pull in your muscles towards your spine to push out the air. Please continue doing this as I continue speaking. From now on, I hope you will try to breathe like this. You're going to have to practice, and you'll have to focus on it. Catch yourself when you're not doing it. Feel the difference. You will really come to appreciate this full breath. I like to call this also the four B's, or putting your breath behind your belly button, or, as I said earlier, breakthrough breathing. Your body will feel more at ease, and you will be much more relaxed and centered. And you will break through to more positive energy and passion.
I love that. Now, Miriam, for those of us who like to live in our heads sometimes and we can't get out of there, can you share with us some mental techniques that can help us?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we certainly are physical creatures and mental ones, too. And so let me, again, just briefly go over a very wonderful mental technique that helps us relax, and that is learning how to concentrate the mind, Sue. Now, I realize that we're running short on time, so I'm just going to really go over this quickly. But again, let's all do this together. I'm going to ask your listeners to choose a word or a concept that you would like to focus on. It could be peace, power, strength. Now, each time you concentrate, breathe in deeply. As you pull in your breath, imagine it going around your word. It's like putting a glow, or if you like, a spotlight around it. When you exhale, you can release the concentration on your chosen word and allow the other thoughts to come in and go out. patiently focusing on your one chosen concept, let the other thoughts fade out. There is no judgment or attachment. Just let those other thoughts be like clouds in the summer sky, gently floating by. Just continue on your concentration, even as I'm speaking. The aim is to have nothing to upset the balance you have reached in yourself, in your body, and now in your mind. Breakthrough breathing will help you, of course, in this. The breath will help to emphasize the object of concentration as it also relaxes your physical body. Now, please practice.
Mary.
Thank you, Sue. I just want to say one more thing here. I really want to urge everyone to practice, practice, practice. It's just as if you were learning to play the piano or ski. These are new techniques that we need to practice. But once you give yourself the time to learn how to have this mindfulness, the rewards are immense. And knowing how to concentrate will help you live your life with purpose.
Beautiful. I love that. And I will tell you, Miriam, in listening to you, your voice is very soothing and calming, and it has helped me to relax. So I thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Great. And, you know, Miriam, I know that you have a gift for our listeners, and I also know that you have a DVD that you created, that Relax, Feel Great, and Stay Young, that I would love for you to tell our listeners about both those things and also how they can reach you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sue. I'd love that. Well, very simply, there is a free stress quiz that I'm offering to all your listeners. It's on my website, which is www.wellnessagenda.com. That's wellnessagenda.com. And once they get to the site, they'll find it under the wellness tips. And if they use it, which I hope they do, they'll get to learn much more about themselves in relationship to stress and relaxation. Well, and since you asked me to speak about my DV and its download, allow me to do so for a moment. I know that creating time and space to relax can be difficult, and so I was inspired to create this download, which does it for your listeners. It is called Relax, Feel Great, Stay Young. It's only 30 minutes, so the routine can be followed a few times a week. It's filled with beautiful imagery, a lot of it tropical, which I love, and music to inspire you. There are detailed demonstrations. My unique program teaches breakthrough breathing, innovative physical exercises using yoga and Tai Chi to relax your body, mental techniques to focus your mind, and meditative practices to empower you. You can have a lifetime of wellness for just a few minutes a day. Using this, you'll learn how to relax your body, concentrate your mind, and rejuvenate your spirit, so that you may live a more conscious life with power and passion. And your listeners can go to my website, again, that's wellnessagenda.com, where they will be able to find it under Wellness DVD, and then download the video immediately. And again, the website is wellnessagenda, wellnessagenda.com, and it's under the Wellness DVD, and there is the download. So if you go through all those steps, you'll be able to get that immediately.
Wonderful. Miriam, thank you so much for your insights and those tips and tools that you gave us today. And listeners, please, you know, visit Miriam. She's a beautiful woman, and she would be so happy to hear from you. So, Miriam, thank you so much for all of this today.
Thank you, Sue. You know, your listeners can also reach me at my email, at miriam@wellness.com, wellnessagenda.com, and I'd love to hear from them. Again, that's Miriam, my name, Miriam, at wellnessagenda.com, wellnessagenda.com. Well, thank
right.
you, Sue. It's really been a privilege and a pleasure to have shared with you and your listeners today.
Beautiful. It's our pleasure too, Miriam. Thank you. And for all of you listeners, thank you for giving this gift to yourself, this gift of time, and for you to learn from all these amazing and incredible women. And I invite you to buy the book, Women Living Consciously, when it's available on May 1st. And you can buy that at Amazon.com or at our website, which is womenlivingconsciouslybook.com. And you'll be able to hear from 48 incredible women through this book. And I invite you to also to continue to listen to the Women Living Consciously Telesummit. And until next time, I wish you all abundance, gratitude, and ease. Have a great day.